Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 22nd, 2021. Today is Monday in the first week of Lent. Today we read the second half of the fourth chapter of John's Gospel. We left off yesterday with the Samaritan woman whom Jesus had an extended conversation beside the communal well. She's running back to town. Full of excitement and energy, Jesus has not only told her about the spring of living water that will quench one's spiritual thirst, Jesus has told her more about herself than she had even known. And she's beginning to wonder, could he be the Messiah? Meanwhile, while she's on the way to her village, the disciples returned from the village where they had gone to buy food. They are urging Jesus to eat, and he says, "I've got food you know nothing about," which makes the disciples wonder, where did he get some food out here? And then Jesus says, no, you've got it all wrong. My food, the thing that feeds me, is to do the work of the one who sent me. And then Jesus says to the disciples that there is some urgency to this mission. The fields, he says, are ripe to harvest. All of the disciples are now a part of God's farming business. And then Jesus says something to the disciples that has really captured my attention today, and so I want to read it for you. He says, "The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper together may rejoice. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered in to their labor." This story of the continuation of God's action in the world, of God's ongoing mission to redeem humanity, this is good news for mainline Christians in 21st century America. I believe it is very helpful for us to remember that the salvation of the world is not left up to us. Because, you know, sometimes we act like it is. We seem to think that if we personally cannot right all the wrongs, cure all of the injustices, fix all the problems, that somehow our proclamation is in vain and our efforts are in vain and we're just failing all over the place. And I think Jesus offers us a good word. We don't enter into God's field on our own. There are generations upon generations upon generations upon generations of Christians who have faithfully proclaimed the good news of God in Christ. We, in our own time and place, have reaped the benefit of some of the previous generations' sowing. And while we may not reap the benefits or the harvest of souls that we think might need to happen as a result of all of our efforts, we never know when that harvest might come to fruition for others, generations removed from us. Sometimes in our own anxiety to get everything right and to fix everything, we forget that we're not in charge of the crop. We're not in charge of the produce. What we're in charge of is sowing and reaping. What we're in charge of is being faithful to the call of God. What we're in charge of is giving away the good news of God in Christ. That good news that Jesus said to Nicodemus a couple of days ago, "God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to the end that all who believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Take heart, dear friends. Early on, just a few days into Lent, the salvation of the world, that's not up to us. Jesus is the Savior of the world. We are simply laborers in God's mission field. So, say the good news. Tell the good news in word and deed. Do the good news by walking humbly before God and loving justice and doing mercy. Do the good news, say the good news, be the good news. Labor joyfully in God's field, because if we do, God will take care of the harvest. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully increase in us your gifts of holy discipline in almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, that our lives may be directed to the fulfilling of your most gracious will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.